Ask the Lord's blessing on the reading of his word, Jack.
The Lord.
Well, we all know that this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving, and it brings many scriptures to mind. Don't worry, I'm not going to try to cover them all. That would be an awfully lot. I remember a saying that Sister Bodie said, and she said, "You want to get God's ear?" She says, "Just thank him. You have God's ear." Praise the Lord. Well, you know, the Lord God feasts upon our praises and our thanksgiving unto him for his great love in giving of his Son to redeem us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, praise the Lord. Do we have something to be thankful about? Amen. I have some scriptures that I'd like for us to turn to these scriptures, if possible, and let your eyes fall upon them. And so the hearing and the seeing of his word, at least we're taking in two of our senses of God's word, our seeing and our hearing. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. I'm just going to read one verse, but I'd like for our eyes to fall upon God's word. Chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians and verse 15. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The gift of his Son. It's the gift of Jesus. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. What grace to undeserving humanity. That's what grace is. We didn't deserve, but praise the Lord in his love. What grace to us who are undeserving. Let's turn to Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved. God's grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Praise the Lord. Believing on and receiving his precious, unspeakable gift. Hallelujah. The gift of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 9. Not by works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, not of works of man. Oh, if it was, boy, would man boast, right? Oh, how thankful we are. I would like for us now turn to Psalms 92. Psalm 92. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, praise the Lord. We are urged to give thanks. And it is a good thing to give voice in word and in song. I think it was Tom who mentioned about at the Last Supper that he gave thanks. How precious. And then it's always touched my heart when they were going to close that service and go out to the Mount of Olives, he sang a song. He and his disciples sang a song. Oh, going out unto the Mount of Olives, unto the garden. Praise the Lord. Well, when we give thanks from our mouth, we show forth his faithful, loving kindness in doing so. We're sharing, you might say, we're giving testimony. Verse 4 of this psalm says, "For the Lord hath made me glad through his work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand." Yes, in giving God thanks, we're edified, we are gladdened, and we are giving glory where it belongs. Glory to the Lord. Now let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Ephesians 5. Verse 19. Ephesians 5, and I want to read 19 and 20. "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." See what it does for us and how we're glorifying, giving God the glory that belongs to him. Verse 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, Jack mentioned, and Gordon repeated it, how that the Lord has to remind us. Thank the Lord for his reminders. But isn't it sad that some have to be reminded by a special day of Thanksgiving? When we are thankful every day, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Praise the Lord. Now, I know that I'm asking you to turn a lot, but I'd like for you to turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. I have several verses I want to read from this Psalm. 139. I want to read verse 14 first. The psalmist says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." Let's go down to verse 17. "How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." In other words, may we count our blessings. You know, Selah, think on that. Sometimes, you know, things are not going the way we want them to go. We're experiencing pain. But may we stop and count our blessings. They are new to us every morn. Let's go to Lamentations. It's about four books on further. And Lamentations chapter 3. Starting with verse 22, Lamentations 3:22. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, and to the soul that seeketh him. Don't think I'll read any further, but praise the Lord. We may have to be reminded that his mercies are new every morn unto us, and great is his faithfulness. He's never failed me. I'm sure he's never failed you. Praise the Lord. May we thank him daily. Well, for his food, for the food that he gives us in the natural that nourishes our bodies, and for the shelter that we have. We read of that in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. I'm not going to turn there. How that to Israel, they were reminded to give thanks for the food that they have daily and for the shelter that they have, especially verses 9 and 12. And also our attendance upon the sanctuary. Let's go to Psalm 100. The 100th Psalm. One of my Sunday school teachers, Brother Hoyt, he had us to memorize the 100th Psalm. He gave us all a candy bar for being able to quote it. Psalm 100. Oh, it's a good psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He's good. Make a joyful noise. Praise him. Praise him. And you know that first word of this psalm, it says make. Do it. Make. You know, forget about ourselves. Sometimes we have to forget about ourselves and let's concentrate on him. And we can't help but have a thankful and praise to him. When we forget about ourselves and think on him. When we come before him with singing, we're going to serve him with gladness. Thank God we know him as our maker and that we belong to him. He has put us in his family by his great love and giving. He has put us into his family. We are his children. He is our Lord. And praise the Lord for our shepherd. Hallelujah. And he will not fail us. Therefore, we do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together with the other saints who are like-minded. We enter into the assembly with thanksgiving and praise. We praised him in song today, didn't we? Wonderful songs that we sang. Each one of them is a sermon. For we found the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And we feed upon his truth that strengthens us spiritually to go forward. How good he is to us. Selah, how good. I'll have to say that my natural disposition has always been more pessimistic than optimistic. That just was the way I was. But thank the Lord, that's my old nature. I now know I'm in Christ. And I now know that God is for me. He is for me. He is for you. And he's working all things together for our good. And nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We have to turn to Romans, the 9th chapter. Romans 8. Romans, the 8th chapter. A wonderful chapter. I could read a lot of verses here, but I think we'll just go to the last two verses. Verse 38 and verse 39 of Romans 8 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I am still learning that God is for me. Are you still learning? God is for you. Hallelujah. And that in everything to give thanks. This was already read this morning, but we're going to turn to it again. That is 1 Thessalonians 5. This is my closing verse, but I want us to read it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let's read it together. Do you have it? "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Concerning me, concerning you. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song.